Welcome to Building Reddit. I'm your host, Ryan H. Lewis. Machine learning plays a role in most every computer application in use these days. I know that I usually pay attention to the end result and how it can be used or applied to something that I'm working on. But there's a whole other side to ML, and that includes the tools and infrastructure that allow it to handle Reddit-scale traffic. Training an ML model on your own computer is one thing, but taking something as complex as the machine learning lifecycle and scaling it to tens or hundreds of thousands of requests per second is no easy feat. At Reddit, Rosa Catala has driven the design and implementation of a unified machine learning platform that powers everything from feed recommendations to spam detection. In this episode, she explains how the platform was developed at Reddit, how ML is being used to improve Reddit for users, and her vision for where ML is going next. Here's Rosa.
So I started in April 2021. My title now is Senior Director of Engineering for AI and ML. I'm based in San Francisco in the Bay Area, while live in Mill Valley. That started the journey like almost 3 years ago.
And I know when you started at Reddit, you were in different positions. What are kind of like your responsibilities today?
Oh, yes. And I can tell you maybe just a fun fact, and we can talk about this more. Reddit called me for more the data science position because I have experience in the past in data science roles. But prior to Reddit, I was, you know, working on also in infrastructure. So when I joined, I joined as head of ML foundations. And you can think that my role has maybe evolved in seniority, but I think it's the same. The many hats that they had to wear and to say is more about where I put the focus. Because when I joined Reddit, we were a small family. And with a small family, you don't have maybe the capabilities and infrastructure that you need to really scale not only the models and how you serve them in the product, but also the ML techniques, the algos that are state of the art. So I had to be very strategic on where I apply my efforts. But in reality, it has been, I think, an evolution rather than an evolution thinking of that end to end. From the back end to serving a product experience that is filled by ML, I think I went through that ladder of how we go from serving to serving great ML.
Okay, so you said evolution. I'm really curious about, and you have a background in data science. I'm curious about kind of how you got to ML, because it seems like, especially considering the speed of tech and engineering, maybe, I know when I started my career, there was very few people doing anything in ML. And now it seems like there's a lot more. So tell me about your own personal kind of journey into ML and that.
So I came from almost research background. I have several masters and PhD I think more in the applied math, statistics and economics, not even computer science. But at some point, I have to decide, should I stay in academia or go to the industry? And I decided industry, and the reason was industry has the data. So I went to, I don't think it was by chance, is that I went to places where they have a lot of data. That was more in the analytics, data science, data engineering field for investment banks and for financial institutions. They have tons of data, and those data are super powerful analytics data where I had to focus on two things. Handling data with integrity and quality, because of course, not only the regulations, it's just you're managing business that involve money from people. So you have to be very focused on the scaling, the quality, the process. So it was a focus on data engineering, I think. Eventually, with data engineering, of course, and models that you need to optimally, allocate resources, wealth, I think it was a natural call that at some point they called me for a big fan company, and I entered in the consumer space. And the consumer space forced you to go machine learning. The scale that is needed, also the timing, how the industry and the research was evolving, make that entry in consumer tech, just my how I entered in machine learning. And since I was in these companies that had huge amounts of data and huge amount of users, the scale and infrastructure was always, even if I don't have a typical background of, I studied engineering or computer science or whatever, right? I always was working with engineers because of that. So I'm an engineer trained in the field, I guess. And that's how I transitioned to machine learning.
I just want to dig into one of the things you mentioned. You said in the consumer space, you're forced to use ML. Why is that?
Because, yeah, I think one of the consumer space, what you try is to serve relevant experiences. I mean, it's experiences. In the case of Reddit, it's clearly relevant content, relevant information. And when you do that to scale that, you can do it with humans deciding, oh, this is relevant for that user, but that doesn't scale. So machine learning is perfect for that. Also, machine learning at two levels, I would say. One is how we recommend units of content, yes. And the other is how we understand that content, how we think, oh, this content is relevant because this content is about this topic, this interest, this content has been seen or not by the user. And ML, both for unstructured data, like, for example, Reddit data, text, images, is perfect, and because you need to scale. Now, I really think that another of the big things that probably we'll talk also later is the importance of combining that with the quality or the combination. I don't know if it's quality. The word I think is the superpower of still human brain is the most intelligent brain still, I don't know, in 20 years, but now it is. But combining this human in the loop with machine learning is incredibly scalable. And that's why consumers require, you know, how to personalize requires ML. And ML has proven an incredible value. You can look at the industry, you will see how engagement grows as soon as you introduce ML. It's a proven formula success.
So let's talk about Reddit then. How'd you end up at Reddit? And I'm also curious, you talk about the data and the consumer space. I'm curious what might be unique about the data at Reddit compared to other places.
For me, you know, it's funny. The word serendipity or the word magic, I think really applies to me and my stars and my first conversations with Reddit. I remember it was a day that I was looking in the machine learning subreddit, and like 2 hours later, someone from recruitment called me out of the blue. Hey, we're interested in you joining us for the data science. I think it was for the data science team. And I thought, wow, Reddit. I'm reading all these papers. I always like to be reading, you know, both ML systems, but also improvements in the applied research. I remember reading that paper in 2019 from OpenAI that they trained GPT-2 completely on Reddit data. And I think, oh my goodness, they are in the center of the action for what is coming in AI and ML. And I interviewed with the team and I said, look, the data science position is interesting. The team was even larger and we have a lot of roles and momentum. But I said, I really would love to join in any capacity the ML team and to grow with it and to grow it also. And they told me yes. And this opened us that ability to explain what I thought it was important that resonated with them and let me be part of the family. It felt great. And I think it really has been my experiences, professional experiences, the one that I have accelerated the most things that I wanted to do. So yeah, very special.
When you started 3 years ago, what were some of the opportunities you saw that Reddit had to kind of grow their ML?
You asked me before about the content, right? Or about what was Reddit special. Reddit has this special, the corpus. And I discussed that. The corpus that in reality is not only what people post, read, comment on is the idea of bringing people together to have very human conversations with the good and the bad that they have, right? But real conversations around things that they care about. So one of the things that when I joined, I said, I think they have the right mindset, but they don't have the right tech. We didn't have any way of extracting metadata. For example, let me give you an idea. This post is talking about this particular, it's Lionel Messi or whatever famous person that you can imagine. Or we don't know what is the topic. Or we don't know much about it. There was not enough metadata. And that's really, that's a handicap. The second thing is that we have a really good talent, very focused on making, you know, recommendations, but they were probably not enabled by scalable systems. Meaning how I divided the problem was what is in between the user and the ML. In reality, you can think, oh, it's the ML models. I said, no, I think is how we serve with competitive SLOs, systems level objectives, latency, uptime, that we can serve the ML. That's the first thing, right? And I thought, wow, here there is a lot of work to do. And then to think in parallel, how enable the creativity, the development of ML. And that was the idea of thinking of ML ops, ML platforms. And we can talk more about that. But that is where I thought I have to build the pillars so then people can build a great house and they can change the decor, they can do whatever. That's the engineers and the product leaders. And that was, I think, my first shock. I said, wow, the company has been here for a long time. They have this amazing corpus of human conversations and we're not extracting the best of it, decided to give back to the users.
Was that your mandate when you started? Is that what they said or was this something organic you found?
No, in fact, when, you know, the first thing I typically do when I join any company is to understand the context and the levers that you have available. So I remember spending 1 month doing my assessment, looking at the code base, looking at the metrics that the company was moving. And in reality, my focus was to help in the recommendations, right? But not in a way, they tell me, go and tell me how you can help. So I said, okay, I think the focus is going to be in the tech, in the infrastructure, in the back end. And I propose after 1 month, hey, this is where I see the gaps for us to get to the 10x that I think ML can give in personalization and therefore in engagement and retention. So my mandate in reality was to elevate or mature the ML for consumer product. But I had to figure out how, and I was given the freedom, the autonomy of finding that way. The other part that I, probably my driver, right? My inner driver was to think about content understanding. Now people will call it AI, large language models. But I thought we should immediately pre-train even, you know, an architecture that is fantastic for embeddings, for sentence embeddings, and that's BERT. And I thought, why we're not doing that? So I was from the beginning thinking of content understanding and how to extract this value and this additional metadata around our corpus so we can use and package better experience for users. But they told me, oh, that's important, but it's probably not a priority. And I said, well, this naturally, as soon as we unlock the tech, this will be the priority. So I work in parallel. I also try to create and to attract the right talent, the right expertise, because we don't have that, and to make sure that if we had NLP, computer vision toolkits, we could quickly integrate it in the infrastructure, in the platforms, and therefore make it available for product teams and from ML development teams.
Okay, so I imagine you coming here, you come into Reddit, you kind of lay out the game plan of the future you see. How did you take a workforce or a small team that had, you know, a lot of potential, but maybe not a lot of experience doing this stuff, and get Reddit to where they are today, where we're, you know, kind of at the lead.
So you have to choose. Look, this was a challenge. It was probably, you know, people were not, look, think of this. After 16 years with the agent, probably the company was 15, 16 years old, not having these investments and still being able to serve, you know, the front page of the internet. That you have to have a really good case to do with this investment. And how to make those investments is by proving the effectiveness of the investments in this case. So I have to assemble a small team, but we were incredibly aligned. Let's transform. Let's think in the next 2 years where we can be. And I think Reddit is very bottoms up. So if you are able to create a culture in the engineering level of innovation, of let's defy the status quo, and if you assemble the right, I would say, experts of experts, things move. So you can create these movements. And I think to have empathy also for the developers, for the product leaders, help a lot. So a lot of, I think the challenges were connecting with people, assembling the right team, convincing with results that were milestones, and to show that we can attain those milestones, and that those milestones was a path as opposed to, hey, just let's move this metric and that's it. No, this is a conviction and investment. I think that resonated with people. And because I was also, I decided to put myself and the people that we were a coalition of change, let me call that, was to enable others. So this is always a formula for success. And that's what I thought platforms were a great way of elevating the ML stature at Reddit. So we started by that. And there was consensus. Hey, it would be great to train in much more data. It would be great to have our models train frequently and being fresh. It would be great to have embeddings that understand the post title and the content of any comment or any post body. So all these things resonated with people because they were obstacles and hurdles that they had. And I took that route of enablement. And I think really resonated with people. And again, you assemble the right people that have the right mindset and they want to move mountains like you do, right? And I had that I remember Brian, Garrett. We started really small. And I think now, when I joined, we were 14 people in the entire ML. My teams were five people. And now we are over 100 people. So that tells you how much conviction we had, but how much support we had. It was not easy. We took a lot, I mean, tons of risks. I embarked my teams in things that would say, why we're doing that, Rosa? That's super challenging, migrations of the backend. But I said, look, otherwise, and I told them, if you cannot serve ML, there is the best model doesn't matter. So let's do it. Let's enable the best models by making them servable to the users. And that worked. There is one thing I would like to talk about that for me was very interesting to have. There was a synergy between how you create observability in your systems and how you use that observability to show that business value of what you're doing. So it was not by chance that I decided, hey, let's focus a lot in observability in our SLOs, because that you would see how that latency killer features required to be really having killing the speed, right? Killer speed. And I think that was what I decided to show and correlate with retention, with growth, with engagement. And that was the taking risk and putting tons of hours, to be honest with you.
Okay, so I know that since you kind of have worked on the platform, ML at Reddit has expanded. But I think sometimes I don't know the answer to this question. What are I think a lot of people who use modern apps or whatever.
Yes.
They don't know either. Could you give me like, what is the breadth of where ML is being used? Like, what, like, I mean, maybe you can't even answer it today, but like give the listeners, I guess, an idea of what, you know, you're talking about this platform, you're talking about relevance, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where does it like come in for like a user?
One of the things that is the flywheel of ML within Reddit is very, I think is, I can answer that. Is used across, we have ML happening in several, I would say, parts of the organization. One is the ads. Ads uses ML, as you can imagine, the same reason that I talk about consumer, that you, the scale of personalization requires techniques like ML. That applies also to the ads, both in the prediction, the targeting, the ranking, the data. So it's a similar, different problem, but similar. The methods and the tools are the same. How you compose them, how you optimize them for their goals is different, but is the same pillars or the same tech stack. Then we have safety, incredibly important, right? Because how we can make sure that our content at Reddit stays, you know, healthy, let me call that. That's a safety team that does a lot of ML, great ML. I'm really admire them. And they're using even small LLMs that are trained in our platform, right? So that we created also that enablement. And the third thing is the consumer that we talk about that, right? Is relevance, but it's also about creating new products. I didn't tell you that, but one of the things that we think in ML strongly is that in 2023, especially now in 2024, not to put some applications of generative AI to be used across a product and create new products is, it will be a miss. So we are also intentionally thinking of creating more what we call AI product experiences or AI experiences based on new technologies. So I think, and of course, the relevance and the recommendations that I mentioned that are used across all our feeds, channels, ranking, and also, as I mentioned, ads. So I think ML is used across the board. That's what enablement and having this unified vision of platform, and I can talk about how we structure that if you want to, explains how we're using it. By the way, in the product, it's used for things that can go from these new products, these new experiences with AI, to how we translate content to different countries. This is incredibly, you know, a force that we are working with many teams and includes ML for sure. You cannot imagine you have 1.5 million of posts per day and you want to translate them, you know, to a particular language. You cannot put people to it. That's impossible, right? So that's what we do. And the other thing is we also maintain the the metadata that I talked to you about. This is used by content experiences and other team within the product organization to understand the ratings of our subreddits, what are the topics, what are the things that people are talking about. We detect trends, something that we didn't do 2 years ago. And we compose them with AI, by the way. We can talk about that if you want. But I think in reality, it's everywhere. So I can answer it. But, you know, if I have to go through all the use cases, we will spend probably one day.
No, I think that helps. That it's fascinating because it, you know, it touches places that I think people don't even think about.
Yes.
It's kind of like sometimes I think of it like the plumbing. I think sometimes the safety team is kind of like they're out of the way on purpose. And so the ML is almost like even more out of the way. It's underneath the safety.
That's right. And what we like is that, you know, that's what I think ML and AI in reality is a game of experts with experts. So I think Reddit has done an amazing job. But this is nothing, this is already was here, right? Of architecting teams that are not afraid of experimenting, using, evolving. And that's a culture of Reddit, and that's what I think made this platform developer serving at the scale ML as a great recipe for everyone involved.
So you've hinted at it many times. Let's talk about this ML platform, this unified ML platform, I think is kind of the way we're calling it.
We're calling that because in reality is, you know, you can imagine there are many and many platforms. And for that, so you think of how ML happens. ML needs to be served. And for that, we're going to think about two main things, right? Of how we do model inference and how we, in terms of recommendations and recommender systems, how we rank. What is a computational engine, the orchestration of indexing, matching? So for that, we have the ML, we call it the ML ranking platform. But imagine that we can experiment how we want to serve feeds, that we want to do it very reliable, that we want to abstract that computational burden from teams that are experts at composing the feeds. That's one of the platforms. It's unified. It's unified in the following way. Yes, it's unified because it speaks to the inference in the ML platform. I will talk about it in a second. But it's also serving right now not only the consumer, the feeds and channels ranking, the worst migrations that we have to do to this new system. It's a Golang based system. But also search. We are now also putting our search, Reddit search, using the ranking platform as a lever. So you can see the unification. Is the unification as across, I would say, product verticals, but also the unification of how this compose with our experimentation in feeds, in channels, everything ranking. And is very tight to the ML platform. Let's talk about the ML platform. So we talk about the ML ranking platform. As I mentioned, how I divided the problem was, let's go from backend serving. That's a ranking platform, probably is the best example of that. And then we thought about how we develop the models that will fit into, or they will connect with this ranking system. And we use neural networks. We use the things that everyone likes to talk about. We use we used two towers for candidate retrieval. And all this happens because we have a system, the ML platform, that has four layers. The first one is the features, the features engineering. You need features that you're going to put into your model. We have offline and online system, it's called GFS. Then what we have is the training that we adopted Ray. So it's more a Python orchestration framework that allows to do distribute learning, model parallelism. And in Realism Orchestrated, we love to use open source and to build our own systems. That's how we operate at Reddit. And then we have also our inference service and our new generation of inference or serving for LLMs. We call that the generative AI platform. So we have, that's the ML platform, the four layers. Obviously, we are building this year, we are very intentionally more monitoring for the quality of how our recommender systems behave, or any model, in fact. And then what we want to do that is to increase quality, but also to make sure that we have the right automated train to deploy. Because this is very important. Models get stale, data change all the time, so you need to do that. And that, I think, is a great, great lever to move top-level metrics in the company. The other, at the same time, so we were building those two, serving, making sure that we can develop the best ML models. The other layer is more foundational, and it was more about the content understanding that I mentioned. If we have an NLP toolkit, you have computer vision capabilities to understand what is the content. And we can also organize our content in a taxonomy that is of interest, or many taxonomies. In fact, there are many taxonomies at Reddit that can help both ads and the entire product and the entire safety, right? So that's the unification. Content platform, ML platform, ML ranking platform. There are many other things around it, by the way. I didn't talk about the ability for us to create vector search at a scale, something that, you know, curious enough, these LLMs and these retrieval augmentation systems have made very popular, but had been always super important at Reddit because of the nature of our text and visual content, right? You need to represent content in vector, in embeddings, and how we understand how those embeddings are similar or not is super important. So we have also, we call it the matching engine as part of the ML platform, but that connects with the content platform. So you can imagine, and I always say this to everyone, is, you know, I adopted a, let's build this interconnected systems, but at the same time, let's think of them in isolation. So they have their roles, they have their objectives. So we have teams managing each of those systems. They have a lot of freedom to think what is the next stack that we should adopt. But I think the idea of thinking of Jackie Chan, look, this system depends on this system, and there is a failure in the system, we need to be ready to hit back, right? I defend, I hit. I think that's why I put so much effort in working with infrastructure and to have the right layers of observability to challenge how competitive we were in SLOs, SLAs. It's just because you need to understand that ML is a demanding business. So you better put a lot of guardrails in your infrastructure. We are trying to do the same, even more so. We have a lot of initiatives about how we measure the quality for the product experience of those models that we are serving. And this is what I think is going to be a lot of development in this quarter, next quarter, because we have been very intentionally working towards that.
Is the, I guess, I don't know if it's the model life cycle, but are the resources needed to kind of properly serve LLMs the same as traditional models?
Yes. In fact, it's a great question. You know, I think my team is super brilliant. They are thinking of this. You know, we have been thinking, hey, should we continue using, we have an inference service that we call it GIS, Gaussian Inference Service. And I think it could do, it could be a solution, but we're thinking, what did we use? We use Ray, the open source framework for training. We are exploring a lot. Hey, what are the worth investment to take ReSurf and to make it a thing? So we are experimenting. What I did is to create two teams. One team, it was more about maintaining the core models for the company in ads, in safety, and in consumer in the ML platform, the model lifecycle that you're referring to. And the second one is to have a team that was looking at the serving of these new generative AI LLMs and to be able to, a little bit, I think, scouting. When you have a stack that is this complex, not everything that is open source is ready for consumption, right? So how we think of Argo deployments, how we have, there is work to do. So I think one of the next decisions for us is exploring how we serve, we test, we put things out there. We have a generative AI platform with a playground and also integration for product directly. And we use it for a number of apps. We have our own bot internally. We call it Denver because my team loves dinosaurs. This is a wink to Cedric Blondo, who is an incredible engineer. That thinks always, hey, how we understand better, right? And we can create these apps for different product teams so they can test, they can prototype, and then we integrate. And we have been using this combination of technologies. And we are always in what I call the MVP, the minimum viable platform, because the stack in the industry, and especially in the open source that we love to take and to implement and to build our systems on top of it, is evolving in such a fast pace. And I think that's where we are really doing a great job with testing, making sure, using some for some use cases. Then they think, okay, maybe this could be a migration, but it's okay. It's good. Take that because it's giving me learnings and it's giving me a good idea of how I invest in integrating the stack. And that's the unification, probably. The unification is not only all these systems connected, it's how we think of evolving open source within our stack, given that we build on top of the core platform, that is the infrastructure, the core infrastructure team platform. What I think is the most interesting thing for me is that how we think about compute, that's a challenge. And that's both from traditional, by the way, because I think it allows opportunities how we think GPU versus CPU and so on. But I think there is this acceleration quantizations that we can do at for serving LLMs. That is something that is an active area of research for our teams.
Let's keep talking about LLM and generative AI. Where do you see that kind of playing a role in Reddit's future?
It's a very interesting question because if you think philosophically, and I'm talking now as this, you know, this is my process perception, right? Is we have an incredible corpus because it's built by authentic conversations driven by humans. So I see AI as a great way of making the participation in communities either safer or more scalable or more focused, more discoverable. That's where I see the role of AI for us. The other thing I think is super important is that these new experiences in which you protect this genuine human conversation is infinite, that playground that you can have there. So, but it's, you have to walk that balance, right? And I'm talking now, right now, not the city of that technology, but more from the big picture of how I think AI plays a role, both as a technology, but also as a philosophical stance that Reddit has to make about how we protect this authenticity, this human first principle that we have in everything that we do, right? Now, saying that, what are the things I'm really excited? I'm really excited that the open source community has been incredibly smart. You can use really big names and vendors from OpenAI, from Anthropic, from all these, Google, of course, all these companies. But I feel what is incredibly powerful for us is that we have this corpus in which fine-tuning, doing retrieval augmentation, being fun, because I think Reddit is a fun place to be, right? So these three combinations of being creative, using this already almost self-organized content that is human first with retrieval augmentation to enable discoverability and relevance is what I think is going to be our secret sauce. And I think that our users are the best human in the loop. So this is the where I Rosa think things are going to go for Reddit. Of course, 6-9 months from now, please ask me again and I will tell you if I stand by the same because things are changing so fast. But I think this is an incredible opportunity and I'm super grateful from, you know, this incredible open source community and the things that we can put for our users, just coupling the power of humans and the power of these new LLMs available for everyone.
This is really interesting. So when you're working on your ML platform, I know that kind of the focus is how can you kind of provide the tools, put the refrigerator and the shopping cart for the Jackie Chan analogy. You're kind of focused on these things, but what's really interesting is yes, that's what Reddit has. It has humans.
Yes.
Giving those signals, saying yes. This is good, this is bad.
Yes.
Upvoting, downvoting, like
yes.
Bannings, all those things. Does the ML platform take that into account
yes.
and enable that?
Yes, our generative AI platform has this mandate of being human in the loop first. I think the retrieval augmentation, let me give you an example, a very concrete example. If we can use machine translation, we can use LLMs. Maybe the machine translation use LLMs or not. That doesn't matter. That's a technical discussion, right? But Imagine you use machine translation to translate a post from English to French. And you enable the users to say, oh, this translation is good. Oh, this translation is, oops, right? This is incredible to create this fine-tuning customization. I didn't give you a very particular example, but you could do it. For example, we have been creating, there is a service we call taxonomy service in which we look at the post, the comments, and the subreddits. And in the subreddit level, we attain ratings, ML ratings. And this is important because with some ratings, you don't have some ratings, you cannot be, the your community is not going to succeed, right? It has to be safe, it has to be. So we do those ratings and we started with human in the loop and now we scale and we have maybe 60,000 rated communities, which is very small compared to the entire number of subreddits that we have. And now we have probably close to 600,000 just because ML and human in the loop have created this virtuous circle in which you start with ML, you increase the confidence of the ML because you have human in the loop. And it creates this also, ML is never a done deal, a particular model, because as I mentioned, data changes and you need to keep up. The reality changes. That's where data changes, by the way. So I think to have this human in the loop is super important. But it, you imagine putting that in a framework of fine-tuning or reinforcement learning or even giving feedback directly to your training loss when you are you're serving an LLM. This is what I think is the super value. And also the other thing is our users tell us, hey, this is relevant to me, this is not relevant. How we capture those signals is super powerful. And combining that with AI, I think this quarter is going to be the superpower of recommendations and beyond at Reddit.
That's really cool. That's inspiring and exciting for my work.
I think is the idea that we have is if we can really help our users, our communities. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I think it's also relevant. One of our flagship new products for AI is to enable content moderation at scale and to help our moderators. Our moderators, what is really special about Reddit is we have this human moderation already happening in the loop, by the way. So we are pioneers. I think Reddit is pioneer force, a pioneering force in human in the loop structures, by the way. But to have AI helping you to understand how a particular post is going to be or not taken down by a moderator and explaining that to the user and creating this education, but also removing this grunt work from moderators is something that is one of our flagship products. And it's incredible how well it works. It's using the ML platform, using small LLMs, because sentence encoders are really good for that, and then layers of LLMs as we need them, right? So I think this is one of the helping humans is what is, and I don't want to be cheesy about that. I really think that's where we have the data, we have the users to do this.
Okay, so looking forward, what do you think are some of the like biggest challenges that Reddit faces?
Well, Reddit faces a big, but I will focus more in the Reddit AI and ML that we want for Reddit. That I think is the what I feel comfortable answering given what I do. But I think there are two things. I told you, yes, always a tech. The compute is a big issue for all the industries, so things that we need to be very mindful. But I think it's in reality the talent. But I'm not going to talk only about the talent that is coming from ML experts or people who want to start in ML. I think, but let me talk about that, that traditional consideration of talent, that the people who have ideas, people who see opportunities and how we can serve better our users, they should reach out. I think that will be amazing because right now ML is becoming really much more approachable. I think this was a CTO of OpenAI said, the CTO of OpenAI said that now ML is just not this abstract thing. Coding is much more natural, right? As how we think. So I think this is idea of anyone that wants to work in ML, this is a really good moment. Reach out, and especially if you have ideas. And the other is, we talk about the human in the loop. There is another talent, and the talent that resides in our users. So users that can tell us, hey, this, I think there is so much work still to have the best recommendations, the fresh, to create this magic. So I will also encourage users to continue giving us feedback and to inspire us to do better. That's what I think is the type of talent. Everyone now is needed in ML and AI, and especially at Reddit, because of this philosophy of human first.
I love that everyone can take part.
Yes, it's true. By the way, I think I think it's interesting because I think the combination of people that come from other disciplines that have been, you know, maybe not computer science friendly, more humanistics, I think they're going to be very important in the next 10, 15 years. But that's right. I might be completely wrong, but I think this more complete, holistic way of interacting with technology is here.
That's cool. I guess all the sci-fi novels, at least the good ones.
I hope the good ones. And look, everything has a risk, but I think many people thinking together mitigates those risks.
Yeah.
Totally. Many people from different angles. So one of the challenges, I didn't explain that, but one of the challenges I think I continue thinking that we can do better is bringing more diverse talent, more walks of life to ML tech. And it's hard. And it's something that I hope this technology also unlocks more people joining us and contributing with different angles, because that's what it's going to be. I think now is a moment for creativity. So let's use it. And creativity from many people working together.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing everything about AI ML at Reddit, and also your vision for the future. It's very inspiring, and I hope it inspired our listeners too.
I hope so. And thank you so much, Ryan. This was great. And an invitation to anyone to reach out and let's talk. I'm super busy, but this is where I think it should be most of my effort, listening, learning, and thinking what is next.
So what do you think? Does it sound cool to build Reddit, one of the largest sites on the internet? If so, check out our open positions at www.redditinc.com/careers. And to get more behind-the-scenes info, check out Reddit's engineering blog at reddit.com/r/redditeng. And that's it for now. See you in the next episode of Building Reddit. Building Reddit is an official podcast from Reddit. This episode was produced by Ryan H. Lewis and Connor Cook. Thanks for listening.